Sangam,
Sangam,
Narado,
Narado,
Jagye,
Jagye,
Daksho,
Daksho,
Angustad,
Angustad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an A. There's no A there.
There is no A there. It gets dropped by something. Svayambhuvaha,
Svayambhuvaha,
Pranad,
Pranad,
Vashishtaha,
Vashishtaha,
Sangyato,
Sangyato,
Vrigus,
Vrigus,
Twachi,
Twachi,
Karat,
Karat,
Kratuhu,
Kratuhu,
Utsangan Narado Jagye,
Utsangan Narado Jagye,
Dakshon Gustat Svayambhuvaha,
Dakshon Gustat Svayambhuvaha,
Pranad Vashishta Sangyato,
Pranad Vashishta Sangyato,
Vrigus Tvachi Karat Kratuhu,
Vrigus Tvachi Karat Kratuhu,
Utsangan Narado Jagye,
Utsangan Narado Jagye,
Dakshon Gustat Svayambhuvaha,
Dakshon Gustat Svayambhuvaha,
Pranad Vashishta Sangyato,
Pranad Vashishta Sangyato,
Vrigus Tvachi Karat Kratuhu,
Vrigus Tvachi Karat Kratuhu, Utsanganarado Jagye,
Dakshon Gustat Svayambhuvaha,
Pranad Vashishta Sangyato,
Vrigus Tvachi Karat Kratuhu, Utsanganarado Jagye, Dakshon Gustat Svayambhuvaha,
Pranad Vashishta Sangyato,
Pranad Vashishta Sangyato, Vrigus Tvachi Karat Kratuhu,
Utsangan Narado Jagye,
Dakshon Gustat Svayambhuvaha,
Sangyato,
Utsangat,
Utsangat,
by transcendental deliberation.
Naradaha,
Mahamuni Narada,
Mahamuni Narada,
Jagye,
Jagye,
was generated.
Dakshaha,
Dakshaha,
Daksha,
Angustat,
Angustat,
from the thumb,
from the thumb,
Svayambhuvaha,
Svayambhuvaha,
of Brahma,
of Brahma,
Pranad,
Pranad,
from the life air,
from the life air,
of breathing,
breathing,
Vashishtaha,
Vashishtaha,
Vashishta,
Vashishta,
Sangyataha,
Sangyataha,
was born,
was born,
Bhrigu,
Bhrigu,
the sage Bhrigu,
the sage Bhrigu,
Tvachi,
Tvachi,
from the touch,
from the touch,
Karat,
Karat,
from the hand,
from the
hand, Kratuhu,
Kratuhu,
the sage Kratuhu,
the sage Kratuhu.
Narada was born from the deliberation of Brahma, which is the best part of his body. Vashishta was born from his breathing, Daksha from a thumb, Rigu from his touch, and Kratu from his hand. Purport. Narada was born from the best deliberation of Brahma, because Narada was able to deliver the Supreme Lord to anyone he liked. The Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be realized by any amount of Vedic knowledge or by any number of penances. But a pure devotee of the Lord, like Narada, can deliver the Supreme Lord by his goodwill. The very name Narada suggests that he can deliver the Supreme Lord. Nara means the Supreme Lord, and Da means one who can deliver. That he can deliver the Supreme Lord does not mean that the Lord is like a commodity that can be delivered to any person. But Narada can deliver to anyone the transcendental loving service of the Lord as a servitor, friend, parent, or lover, as one may desire out of one's own transcendental love for the Lord. In other words, it is Narada only who can deliver the path of Bhakti Yoga, the highest mystic means for attainment of the Supreme Lord.
Sangan Narado Jagye Daksham Gustat Swayam Bhubaha Pranad Vashishta Sangyato Rigus Kvachi Karat Katubhu.
Brahma is beginning to manifest the essential constituents of the universe from his own body, beginning from the great sages, of whom the most important is Narada, because Narada Muni gives the science of devotional service to bring the conditioned souls back to Godhead for the perfection of human life. The Narada, he's giving the personality of God. What is that? Krishna Shay Tomar, Krishna Kite Bada, Tomara Shakti Racha. Narottamdas Thakur prays to the spiritual master. Krishna Shay Tomar, Krishna is yours. Krishna Dite Bada, Tomara Shakti Racha. And you have the power to give Krishna to others. Krishna Shri Tamam, Krishna Dite Padam, Tamar Shrapati, Shrapati Tamam. A bona fide spiritual master is empowered by his spiritual master and by Krishna to give Krishna to others. What is that? Krishna Shakti Vina Mahitar Purvatam. Without the being empowered by Krishna, no one can spread Krishna consciousness. Who is empowered to spread Krishna consciousness? The bona fide disciples of Narad Muni in the disciplines. The realization of Krishna becomes possible. Guru Krishna Prasade by Bhakti Bhattavadi. By the combined mercy of Krishna and the bona fide Guru. Without getting the blessings of a bona fide spiritual master in the Vaishnava line, no one can get the mercy of Krishna. Of course, Krishna's mercy is there, but for everyone. But in terms of actually assimilating the science of devotional service, to get the bhakti lata means the plant, creeping plant of devotional service, and bij, the seed of that plant. That seed comes from the bona fide spiritual master. Just as the seed for the child is given by the father and implanted into the womb of the mother. So the seed of devotional service is implanted by the bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, all of the Vedic literature tells us that in order to understand the science of Krishna, one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. And one must to satisfy the bona fide spiritual master. Shortriyam Krishna. What is that? Ruyu snehasya shishasya rube purumatita. The Sutta Goswami was praised by the Vaimisharana sages. You know all of the secrets of devotional service. You're fully conversant with the science of devotional service because you've been favored by your spiritual masters. They've entrusted you with all of the confidential knowledge reserved for a submissive disciple. Snigdha Shishya means very submissive disciple. The disciple is meant to be the menial servant of the spiritual master. He can't be proud thinking I know everything. He has to just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set the example. And my Guru Maharaj found me a fool. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was known as Nimai Pandit, he was very expert in so many branches of actually Nyai, especially. Navadvip was the center of logic, school of logic. So in logic, in grammar, in poetic composition, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated, just while still a young boy, the great conquering pundit, Keshav Kashmir. But he considered that in the presence of my spiritual master, I'm a fool. Prakashananda Sarasvati
asked him, why aren't you studying Vedanta Sutra? So that was his answer. And my Guru Maharaj found me on the pit. He said that you're a fool. What can you understand of Vedanta? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted it, yes. Not, well, he says I'm a fool, but I'm not a fool. Guru Maharaj just told me. So one has to accept the words of the bona fide spiritual master, the mission of the bona fide spiritual master, instructions of the bona fide spiritual master. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, one will get the mercy of Krishna. Yasya prasada bhagavat Krishna. One can't bust into Krishna loka. Not by scholarship, not by severe tapasya, not by imagination, not by any means, not simply by study or by discovering esoteric knowledge. It will be like licking on the bottle of honey. Without the blessings of the bona fide spiritual master, no one can understand it. Tad vidhi pranipati pranipraśneenasi. One has to understand by surrender. By surrender. That means surrender means that rather than directing my own affairs, I agree to be directed by you. Rather than having my interests as the center of everything, I now your interests, your order, becomes my life and soul. Pranipati. And Pranipraśna. Relevant questions on how to advance in Krishna consciousness. And seva. By serving the bona fide spiritual master, one gets the blessings of the spiritual master. It's not that service to the spiritual master is something like fruit of activity. That's rubbish. If the spiritual master asks you that now you build this temple, or now you cook this food, or now you sell this book, or now you whatever, the service given by the spiritual master is not ordinary work. It's not that by simply reading many, many books one can understand Krishna. And for the less advanced, there's the business of doing what the spiritual master requests us to do, which is karma yoga, fruit of activity. This is a misunderstanding of Vaishnava Siddhanta. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says one has to make the order of the spiritual master one's life and soul. Not that if the spiritual master says, distribute books, you say, yes, but what about my relationship with Krishna? That is my relationship with Krishna. The relationship with Krishna comes through the bona fide spiritual master. By executing the order of the spiritual master, one pleases the spiritual master. And when the spiritual master is pleased, Krishna's pleased, and when Krishna's pleased, then he reveals that. One can't bust one's way into Krishna loka. Krishna has to extend the invitation. Krishna has to reveal himself. Seva mukti divado swayameva spiritu. So, of course, the spiritual master orders, chant 16 rounds, the spiritual master orders. Follow these regular principles, spiritual master orders, read these books, worship the deity. Those are also, not that I only do work. You give me some work to do. Otherwise, this hearing and chanting, I can't do that, but if you give me work. Of course, for the less advanced, because they're all right, at least do some work. But those who are more advanced will hear, will chant, will serve the deity, and will perform any menial task requested by the bona fide spiritual master. Krishna, his Guru Maharaj requested him, you go out and get some firewood. We have to do these yajnas, or we have to cook. Will you please go out and get some firewood? The Krishna didn't say, no, that's druidic work. Give me some Vedic mantras to chant. Give me some spiritual activities. This is just work. Krishna went out and didn't say also, I'm the son of Nanda Maharaj, the king of Vrindavan, or I'm the son of Vasudev. No. I'm just your servant. So the spiritual master was pleased. He gave his blessings. Actually, Krishna went through so much trouble to collect that wood. There was a big storm, and he, Sudhava Brahma, got trapped. So the spiritual master was pleased and gave his blessings, that whatever you speak will always be remembered. And on that account, this Bhagavad Gita is famous all over the world still. So the blessings of the spiritual master are essential for our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Well, that is our advancement in Krishna consciousness. It consists of the blessings that we receive from the bona fide spiritual master. Nisya prasada nagatirputu. Without the satisfaction of the bona fide spiritual master, no one can make any progress. And yasya prasada, he's satisfied. Then Krishna becomes satisfied, and then our life becomes successful. Some question? Comments?
If the disciple treats the order of the spiritual master like work, if he's not thinking of Krishna, remembering Krishna, he's just kind of serving, he's serving the spiritual master, but kind of treating it like work, like it is fruit of work. So does that not make it fruit of work?
The disciple treats the order of the spiritual master like fruit of work. Doesn't that bring it down to the level of fruit of work? What does that mean, treats it like fruit of work? Work means something you have to do. You go to work and they say, pick up this bucket or fill out these forms or whatever it is, go visit this client. So that's work. And because it's work, you have to do it. So, this, what the spiritual master tells us to do, that's obligatory. So that's our work. If we treat it as our work, is that bad? What does that mean, treats it as work?
So our consciousness maybe not, doesn't feel spiritual, our consciousness, maybe we're just doing like we always did.
That may or may not feel spiritual. If we say to the spiritual master, I know that you want me to do this, but it doesn't feel spiritual. Or I know you asked me to do this, but I didn't do it because it didn't feel spiritual. What is that? I got a ticket and spent the month in Radhakund. I know that you wanted me to do something else, but I felt that for my spiritual advancement, then you become a risk. It may feel like work, it may feel like play, it may feel like a waste of time, it may feel like beneath your dignity, it may feel like whatever it feels like. We don't give a damn what it feels like. You get an order, you do it. The soldier, he gets an order. The sergeant doesn't ask him, how did it feel? Is this okay for you? Is that all right with you? You don't mind, do you? No. You do it. Is that an order? Yes, that's an order. Yes, sir. That's all. Yes, sir. Not I don't how I feel about how it. I don't feel it helps me love my country. feel that this is increasing my love for the country. To peel potatoes or to blow up a bridge or whatever it is. You don't care if you feel it increases your love for your country, you do it, that's all. That's your love for your country. And when your commanding officer gives you an order, you do it. Yes, sir. He asks you to go behind the enemy lines, if he asks you to stay back, whatever he asks you, yes. Now, check in with my heart and see how I feel about it. Of course, while performing our duties, we're meant to think of Krishna. We're meant to do everything in the spirit of devotion. But where's the devotion if I don't do it? Devotion starts with obedience. Without obedience, where's devotion? It's just sentimental. No, I have great devotion. Did you do it? I said, no, but I... What is the use of your devotion and love if you don't do what the spiritual master asks? So it should be treated as work. This is my work. What my spiritual master orders me to do is my work. But work is not mundane. That work is not like the work that you go looking through the newspaper and you find a job and you work for some materialistic creep who's, and you do some mundane business. It may be the same business, but when it's done for the spiritual master, it's transcendent. I may feel this way, I may feel that way. Sometimes it doesn't feel very transcendental. Why am I doing this? It's not always that taking out the garbage feels, you know, like dancing, you know, all singing is dancing, all speaking is, all walking is dancing, all speaking is, so it's not always that taking out the garbage feels like I'm entering the spiritual world. But when I do it because it needs to be done for the service of the spiritual master, that's as good as massaging the lotus feet of the deities. There's no difference. Something else?
What if you're following a spiritual master but he falls away from the path?
Excuse me?
What if you're following a spiritual master but he falls away from the path?
What if you're following a spiritual master and he falls away from the path? Well, then you should stay on the path.
Does that mean he was never bona fide?
No. Prabhupada addressed that different places. As long as he does his business, there's some quotation like that. Because as long as someone's doing his business, he's bona fide. And when he's not doing his business, then he's not bona fide. So someone's acting properly, then he's accepted as bona fide. But if he stops acting properly, then he can't accept. What is that? Guru up a little bit. Like Tasya, Karya Karya, Vijayata. Like that. Pratyaga Vidhiyate. It's advised that if the spiritual master loses his discrimination, Narada is born from the discrimination of Brahma. If the spiritual master loses his discrimination, Karya Karya, Vijayata, doesn't know what's to be done, what's not to be done. One should give him up. Elsewhere it's said that if the spiritual master becomes addicted to, he becomes a Vaishnava against principles of devotional service or against the devotees of the Lord. Vaishnava Padishtena Mantrena. But the same thing, if he becomes a Mayavadi, or becomes against the Vaishnavas, becomes addicted to the association of women, then Again, pray Tiago the Deity. We should give him up. Otherwise, the person who acts as a spiritual master but doesn't follow the principles of devotional service, and the person who follows such a so-called spiritual master, both of them go to hell. The blind man following the blind man. So one should not follow the person who's not following. Otherwise, as long as he's following, makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So this principle is discussed here that Narada he gives Krishna. So often it's said that Krishna is like fully captivated by one who's actually love for Krishna. And that's why sometimes certain Vaishnavas they advocated the spiritual master has to have Krishna prema, otherwise he can't give.
That's good. The spiritual master should have Krishna prema. So there's no. That's nice.
And unless he hasn't. And unless he has that, he's not able to give. Or he can give for it to a certain percentage.
Yeah, we probably said that also. To the extent that the devotee is advanced that much, he can help the disciple advance. Therefore, one should accept Mahabhava as a spiritual master, as stated in Nectar of Instruction. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, should we stop here? Thank you very much. Shall we wish you?
Shall I wait this one more?
Yeah.